You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is the devil real, or is he just part of our imagination?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and eternal God, for many, life is an endless struggle. There are even those today who are in deep despair and would just as soon give up. Encourage them with your love and grace. Strengthen them with your almighty power. Remind everyone listening today that we are in an intense spiritual struggle every hour with the forces of evil. Help us to understand that the problems in the present world are not due to the mere absence of love. Remind us from your living word that our problems are caused primarily by the presence of evil. Satan is doing his best to frustrate us, to disrupt our lives, and to cause us to despair. Lord, constantly assure us of your love shown through your Son, Jesus Christ. Assure us that our sins are forgiven through the pardoning power of his blood. Assure us also that you are ever with us and that you will prevent the devil from ruining our lives and eventually destroying our souls in hell. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Last year, the Saturday Evening Post carried an almost unbelievable story. It described a 14-year-old boy who had been hospitalized for many weeks. His condition was so bad that doctors and psychotherapists had given up. For months, the boy had been tortured by sleepless nights and other incredible symptoms. He suffered seizures and was frequently driven to actions known only among animals which have gone mad. During one of these bizarre sessions, the frightened attending nurse, out of desperation, called for a clergyman. When he arrived, the clergyman immediately sensed the demonic reality of the situation. He approached the bed and began to pray. He earnestly appealed for help from Almighty God. He pleaded for relief for the boy from the terrible grip of Satan. The result, as reported in the magazine story, was one most people would not readily believe. The magazine article described it this way. The demon cried out in a torrent of abuse. The thrashing body became as rigid as death, and then it was over. The boy slept through the night and then returned to normal life. The Saturday Evening Post is not the only magazine which has carried dramatic stories involving demons, the devil, and satanic activities. Other well-known and respected magazines and journals have carried similar accounts. In June 1972, Time magazine had a surprising front cover. The headline stated, "Satan Returns." In that same issue, unbelievable stories were documented, revealing the new and growing activity of Satan and his followers. Dramatic stories appearing in respected publications have created new interest in the devil. Movies dealing with Satan and demonic possession, shown throughout the United States, Canada, and around the world, have also provided additional interest. With a renewed interest in the devil during the past few years, we cannot avoid asking the question, is the devil real? Is it possible that he is the cause of many of the problems and frustrations you are facing today. While some people laugh at the idea of believing that the devil actually exists, the Bible speaks clearly on this subject in Ephesians chapter 6 when it says, "Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." The Bible continues by saying, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." On the basis of the divinely inspired Word of God, may I plead with you, while there is still time, to recognize your struggle with the spiritual powers. The powerful force of the devil is now being felt at every level of society. Businessmen, farmers, blue-collar workers, housewives, and students experience constant disruption in their lives and work. Many who desire to live a life of peace, harmony, and productivity face constant frustrations and despair. It is no surprise that an increasing number of people are beginning to wonder if life itself is worth living. Evidence of the work of the devil is obvious everywhere we look. Parents are finding it increasingly difficult to raise children. Young people who would like to love and respect their parents, for some reason unknown to them, find themselves filled with hate and rebellion. The news media constantly report stories of families torn apart by divorce. Perhaps even you know of someone who has been affected by this terrible satanic disruption. Lifelong friendships are ruined by lying, selfishness, and hate. Careers are destroyed through gambling, alcohol, and illicit sex. Each of these activities can be traced to the destructive influence of the devil. While many labor for a positive and productive life, Satan is cleverly at work, sowing seeds of dissension, discord, and destruction. Perhaps as you listen today, you too find yourself frustrated with life. Have you ever felt that no matter how hard you work to make things go right, for some unknown reason, these activities end up in total disappointment? Have you ever wondered what causes all of this? Why this is happening? You may want to blame yourself or others. Before you do that, however, listen. Listen closely to the divinely inspired Word of God as it unmasks the one primarily responsible for all evil. The Bible is very clear when it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil." The statement I have just read directly from the Word of God clearly identifies the one responsible for all frustration, evil, disruption, and destruction. Several years ago, millions attended movies such as The Exorcist and The Omen. Many left the theater during the movie out of fear. They sensed the supernatural, violent, and destructive powers of Satan. They began to fearfully realize their helplessness over against the devil. Are you one of those who has experienced the negative and destructive powers of the devil in your life? Have you had your own life, your family, or the lives of friends ruined? Have you ever felt that Satan has been trying to disappoint and discourage you? Do you fear what the devil may do to you? Are you afraid of what he may do to your family and to those whom you love? Some people joke about the devil as if he didn't really exist. Others even go so far as to worship the devil. Make no mistake, the destructive powers of Satan are far greater than those which any man will ever devise. If every nation in the world united in a common cause to fight Satan, all the armies, all the war material, including the most sophisticated nuclear weapons, would not even begin to affect the Prince of Darkness. Man is no match for this terrible and powerful adversary. To contemplate only for a moment the awesome power of the devil is a frightening thing. Left alone, we are totally at his mercy. Without the Lord's help, the devil always has the final say. When all is said and done, we are forced to admit we have only one weapon to effectively stop the devil from ruining our lives and eventually destroying our soul in hell. That powerful and totally reliable weapon is the Word of God. The Bible states that the devil trembles when the Word of God is spoken. He has an absolute fear of the living Word of God. This same Word of God can become our protection. It can become part of us as we listen to it preached and taught. It gives us the power to defend ourselves against the devil's most forceful attacks. When we read, study, and meditate on the Word of God, we can live a life of confidence, a life free from the fear that the devil, as a roaring lion, will devour us. The power of the Word of God is not merely spoken of in the Bible. It is clearly and dramatically demonstrated in the public ministry of Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Luke records the reaction of those who observe the ministry of Jesus firsthand. The Bible states they were absolutely amazed. After seeing Jesus cast out a demon, the people said, "What is in this man's words, that even demons obey him?" In the third chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we read, "Whenever the evil spirits saw Jesus, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" In Matthew chapter 8, an event is described in these words, "And when evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many who were possessed with the devil, and he cast out the spirits with his word." The entire ministry of Jesus involved a constant battle with the devil and the forces of evil. Satan did everything within his power to prevent Jesus from willingly dying on the cross. The devil knew that through the death of Jesus, the sins of all men would be paid for. Following Jesus' agonizing death on the cross, something even more amazing followed. The devil received a final crushing blow. This happened when Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. Through his resurrection, the power of sin, death, and the devil were defeated. This good news is beautifully recorded in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 describes it this way. "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Whenever people speak of problems, frustrations, and suffering in life, they frequently refer to one of the giants of the Old Testament named Job. Job represents one who suffered much pain, disappointment, and extreme tragedy. Because of his hope in the resurrection, Job was able to say with conviction, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another." When Jesus died on the cross as our substitute, his blood paid the penalty for our sins. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you can be absolutely sure that all sins you have ever committed are forgiven. Jesus defeated the power of the devil when he rose from the dead. Because he rose on the third day, you can be totally confident through faith in him that you will also be raised from death to life. The great resurrection promise of Jesus is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." One of the most interesting events in the life of Jesus occurs in the early part of his ministry. For 40 days he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. Each time the devil tempted him, Jesus quoted the powerful Word of God against him. Through this living Word, the devil was rendered totally powerless. The Word of God is the only thing the devil respects. In fact, he fears it. He trembles when it is spoken. Instead of fearing what the devil may do to us, our family, or our loved ones, we can live a life of assurance and joy, free from any type of fear whatsoever. We have access to the same effective weapon Jesus used. Reliable and helpful advice for defending ourselves against the devil is found in Ephesians chapter 6. "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Don't read the Bible only when you are troubled. Don't reserve it as a last-ditch remedy for troubled times in life. Use it every day. Make it part of your daily diet. By reading the Bible, the power of Christ is made available to you, the same power spoken of in Colossians chapter 2, which states, "He forgave us all our sins, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Eating healthy food each day keeps our body strong. Reading the Word of God each day keeps our spirit strong. Only this will keep us, our family, and our loved ones from being frustrated or even possessed by demons. Only this will prevent the devil from ruining our lives and eventually destroying our souls in hell. Read the Bible. Always pray first. Ask God to help you understand it. Memorize as much of it as you can. Meditate on it. Listen closely as it is preached and taught. Listen to what God is saying to you through His Word. Anyone who seriously reads and studies the Bible will rapidly become fully aware of the presence of the devil. Stories of demonic possession appearing in magazines, newspapers, and movies will no longer appear superstitious. Some stories and even movies do not reflect actual happenings. It makes no difference. The message they convey is very real. The devil is alive and well. Listen once again to the words of our text. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Jesus Christ defeated the terrible spiritual forces of evil. His powerful weapon was the Word of God. That same powerful weapon is available to you today. By faith in Jesus Christ, live under His protection. Through faith in Jesus Christ, be assured that your sins are forgiven and that you are destined eternally for heaven. And now may I ask all of you listening to this broadcast today to bow your heads and pray with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the pages of the Bible remind us of the destructive activity of the devil. In spite of this clear information and countless warnings, we conduct our lives as if Satan doesn't really exist. Our disbelief in Satan is not your fault, O Lord. At fault is our lack of faith in your word. Forgive us. Help us to understand the daily struggle in which we are involved. Help us, we beg you. Help us to rely on the sword of the Spirit, which is your powerful word. We also ask, Heavenly Father, for your assurance during our battle with the devil. Assure us of your love and grace through the sin-atoning power of the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. When the struggle of this life is over, assure us of the pardon from our sins through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us the everlasting hope of living with you eternally. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Amen.